Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians 13:8-13. These saints of God's church were introduced to a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 12:31. The supernatural gifts which are discussed in chapter 12 of this epistle are coming to an end. These gifts are going to be replaced by a more excellent way, which is charity. The time was coming when these gifts would no longer be essential for a confirmation of God's truth being spoken by inspired men. The full completion of revelation would not depend upon the use of spiritual gifts. These gifts would fail, cease, and vanish away. A more excellent way was being shown to the church. Love, however, would endure. The revelation of God was being delivered, not as whole at one time, but in part. But eventually God's truth would soon be completed. The kingdom was moving toward a time of maturity, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ephesians 4:11-16. Love working by truth would replace the spiritual gifts which had proven effective for the confirmation of God's message to humanity. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.